countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
You know, every time we mention a pedigree breed of cattle in this programme, someone somewhere will always contact us to say, you never talk about the Obrac breed. Cattle breeds to breed enthusiasts, they're a bit like what football teams are to football supporters. It's a passion. Well, many of us will have heard of Charolais and Limousine cattle, but the Obrac is a relatively new and rare French breed to this country. They're described as easy calving and are known for their flavoursome beef. We asked reporter Hannah Quill Munigan to put her love for Herefords to one side for a moment and to visit James Ryan's farm in County Limerick to see his cattle and find out what it is about these hardy animals that inspires such passion and loyalty in their breeders.
Hi James, how are you?
Hello Hannah. How are you keeping? Welcome to Dingal, to the home of Tipperary Obracs.
We're here in your shed and the rain is coming down, but it hasn't dampened the mood outside. There's a big crowd waiting for your farm work to kick off. But I guess, first of all, looking at these animals, and they are a beautiful light brown colour and these kind of soft, very French looking eyes. Was that what attracted to you in the first place?
It was. And also the ease of calving.
And you can hear them there, they're kind of happily munching and crunching away there. When exactly did you start getting them? Because Obracs, they're still relatively small in comparison to other continental breeds in Ireland, aren't they?
Yeah. It is only in the last couple of years, really.
And were the neighbours looking over the hedge wondering what on earth you were doing?
One man said, Jimmy Ryan is after getting alpacas. he never heard the name of Obrac. First year about five, and I kept buying away then year after year.
And I see two sheds full of Obracs now, so how many do you have?
I have 35 cows, and their offspring here. Plus in the other shed I have 15 bulls. They're for sale now at the moment.
You're just getting the plug in there, are you?
Hopefully.
So if you were to give me an elevator pitch now, because I'm of course a Hereford breeder, so why should I make the switch from Herefords to Obracs?
As I say, the ease of calving and the low maintenance, it's unbelievable.
And what did you have before the Obracs?
I had mainly continental cows, Charolais, and I had a few pedigree Saliers. They're a medium-sized animal. They're not too big or not too small.
No, they're not as chunky as a Limousine or a Charolais, but I guess what farmers would be looking for is, you hear a lot about farmers mixing the Limousine, say, with a black whitehead or something and getting that lovely kind of caramel-coloured weanling or calf that they feel like makes more money in the mart. So you're still getting that caramel-coloured weanling, but it's easier calving is what you're telling me.
It's easy calving, and the low maintenance is really what suited me. Obrac ticked every box.
Okay, well, we'll go have a chat with a few other people, but a very positive sales pitch so far, I have to say.
What are they called, Sophie?
Babies.
Is that what they are? Yeah. We're just in the middle of the farm talk here, and I've moved away. What's your own name?
Kevin Breen is my name.
What do you make of the Obracs? We know that Sophie here is like them, likes them. She's feeding them some hay.
I know, they're great looking animals, aren't they? And
are you farming at home as
well? Yeah, we're milking at home, yeah.
And do you use an Obrac bull?
No, we don't, not at the moment, but a bit of trying to get the persuasion towards the outlet, all right, maybe. So at some stage we might go that road, all right.
And what would you like about them?
They seem to be very impressive, tough kind of an animal, and well able for the elements, or, you know, hard ground, or well able for them. Just a nice animal all around, to be honest about it.
And they're really friendly as well. How old is little Sophie here?
Two.
She's two, and she's having a great time.
Timid animal, yeah, as well. So they do.
Well, thank you very much. I'll let you get back to it. Obviously, Sophie's busy forking up hay there, so I better leave her in peace as well. So the farm talk has started, and you can probably hear it in the background, but I've pulled two people away.
Yes, hello, I am Romain Lemuel, and I work for a company called Evolution International. Our core activity is to valorize the French breeds all over the world, and I'm here with Patrice, an expert on Obrac breed in France. who came here in Ireland to visit farms and see how we could accompany the Irish farmers to develop the and promote the Aubrac breed in your country.
I guess we've heard of a lot of French breeds. We have Charolais, we have Limousines, we have Saliers as well, or Sailors, as some people call them in Ireland. But how popular is the Aubrac in France in comparison to those breeds?
I would say popular, very popular, and becoming more and more popular because of its meat, which is highly appreciated but still very high-end, so not accessible to, I would say, most of the people in France. And you cannot find it everywhere in France. But if you pronounce the word Aubrac, almost everybody will tell you, oh, very nice breed, very famous. Not that spread in comparison to Charolais or Limousine, of course. But a growing and increasing famousness. Yeah.
I'm wondering, is there any difference between what a French farmer will look for in an Aubrac compared to an Irish farmer?
We already noticed few differences. To go very quick, it seems that the Irish farmer prefer tall cow, or at least taller than in France, where we like it more medium sized. And they here in Ireland, it looks like you also prefer the more beefy conformation.
Thank you very much, and I hope you have a good rest of your trip as well.
I'm sure we will have. Thank you.
That went very well. Were you happy with how that went, James?
Yeah, delighted with it now. Great crowd.
What did you think was the feedback that you got from the meeting? Were people interested in getting the breed or expanding their herd that they have?
I think especially the dairymen appear to be very interested. They're very interested in the short gestation and easy calving. So I know it's a lot of dairymen here tonight.
And are you hoping for a few potential customers?
I'm hoping for a few phone calls now in the next few days, hopefully.
Well, thank you very much. Best of luck with them.
And thank you very much for coming.
That was Hannah Quinn Mulligan reporting from James Ryan's farm in County Limerick. More details at aubrac.ie.